Just one comment, actually, to somewhat echo the Chinese ambassador, actually, that how states choose to be transparent is obviously going to be different. I think of transparency, it's more of a buffet than a tasting menu. You don't have to do everything. You can choose. But I thought that the ambassador from the UK offered a really helpful suggestion in that if states are not going to choose the full tasting menu and are going to be specific, that it would be that it might be useful to be transparent about non-transparency and to explain why some issues simply cannot be talked about, and perhaps that could involve addressing some of the security concerns that different countries have. And I would be particularly curious about how that could be incorporated into the P5 process, and if reporting forms allow an opportunity to capture that.